You're listening to Lead Through Life by Stu Darling, narrated by Stu Darling. Dedication. This book is dedicated to the three most important people in my life. To Liz. Are you bored yet? You're the true hero of this story. While I may have been the one in harm's way, in uniform and in business, you have always been the rock. You've backed me often, eyes rolled, not sure of the outcome. You stood with me in the dark days of Link, when the loss of our house was a real threat. You brought up two awesome children, with the uncertainty of my return from numerous sandboxes. To Rachel and Andrew, you were both unwittingly born into this adventure, and I am so proud to see you now setting off on adventures of your own. My absence through many of your childhood years was an unfortunate part of this story. I am so grateful for both of you, the strong people you have become, and for your not-so-tacit acceptance of being the only two people on planet Earth for whom the mantra was not ask for forgiveness, not permission, until now. You taught me to love through life. Forward. Leadership is a skill that has a compounding effect on every area of your life. It is a skill that deserves to be mastered if you are a person of aspiration. Because the majority of people take their cues and direction from leaders, it is required in all aspects of our lives, from family to business to war zones. Stu Darling brings a fresh approach to leadership, and much of that comes from the diverse range of experiences in which he developed himself as a leader. From Iraq and Afghanistan to the boardroom in Wellington, New Zealand, Stu has developed a practical and applicable framework to get the best from yourself and others. I encourage you not just to read this book, but to make the decision to master the lessons and apply them in your leadership journey. Dr. Sam Hazeldean, director and founder of samhazeldean.com. Chapter 1. A Life Less Ordinary. You are the man of the family now. You are the man of the family now. It's an interesting comment when it's uttered by a minister of the church to a 10-year-old in the hours after his father has died. Then followed up with the order to get the Atlas to finish your homework later that same evening. It was a moment in time that was pivotal for my understanding of what it means to be a leader. I had realized, subconsciously at least, that I was my own responsibility. Death is an interesting concept for a child to process. I remember much of the day my father died and the days that followed, very matter-of-factly. The conscious brain does that. It protects us from the horrors of what we're going through. The subconscious brain misses nothing, and while it may be hidden in the deep, dark recesses, things stored away will work their way out in time as a value or as a challenge to be met or feared. My sister and I arrived home from school that November day with Mum, who had collected us from a friend's house, standard practice in a household with two working parents. Dad's car was already in the driveway when we got home. This was odd, as he generally did not return from work until after 6 o'clock each night. When we got into the house, my younger sister went upstairs and promptly came back downstairs telling Mum, "Daddy's asleep upstairs." The fact that Dad was dead was never said. Mum came flying down the stairs, not screaming, but just under her breath saying, "Oh God, oh God, oh God," and was straight on the phone to the doctors. She told my sister and I to sit on the sofa and look after one another. My sister and I hugged and cried. I remember the fear from that day very clearly. Not understanding what's going on, with people telling you it's going to be okay, but the overriding feeling at the time was that it was not going to be okay at all. It was fairly clear that something had happened, and somehow I knew he wasn't alive anymore. It could very well be that the moment I was told was one of those things my brain has chosen to wipe out to protect me. By the time the doctor arrived at the house, my sister and I were being shuffled across the road, so we weren't in the house when the hearse arrived. It's funny, the things the brain chooses to retain and those to discard. In order to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?